841 Galesburg's Morning News. Prairie Player Civic Theater presents Odd Couple female version. Got several opportunities to see it next weekend and the following weekend. And joining us to talk about it more this morning, first off, the stage manager of the production, Samuel Carrington. Samuel, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming in with us. Also, one of the players in the production playing the equivalent to Oscar named Olive, Sonny Nolan. Sonny, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming in with us here this morning. Really do appreciate it. Well, let's talk. I'll start with you, Samuel, on this particular production. What, you know, I guess kind of the thought process of who chooses what production the players are going to present and that kind of thing, and how they came up with this one in particular.
Yeah, so we have a committee that asks for submissions from potential directors. And so director John Siebkin submitted the Odd Couple female version as one of the potentials for our current season, and it was selected. So,
yeah, it's got to be really interesting. Okay, so Sonny, you are playing Olive. You said that's the equivalent to Oscar. What's the name of the character equivalent to Felix?
Florence.
Okay, so Olive and Florence. There mm-hmm. you go. All right. Well, Sonny, let's talk a little bit about this character. It's got to be something that's pretty fun to play.
It is. It's a lot of fun, and she's a total slob and doesn't really. I don't know. She kind of has her life in order where it has to be, and everything else is chaos. So yeah. It's fun.
Is a sports writer still, or what is the occupation?
She's a news producer.
News producer. Okay. Mm-hmm. So similar mm-hmm. storylines. And okay. So this is really interesting. So how many Samuel? How many players in this production?
There are 8 people in the production. Okay. 6 women and 2 men.
Okay. So as stage manager, talk about kind of what your job is, making sure people are in the right place, sets are in the right place, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. The biggest challenge that is part of this production is because Olive is such a slob, I have to create a huge mess at the beginning of every show and quickly clean it up during intermission because that's when Florence moves in.
Oh,
so there are a lot of moving pieces and parts. We have 3 prop tables and several prop buckets, a lot of really interesting consumables as well. So it's a really interesting show from a props perspective.
As far as the set, does it take place mostly in an apartment or?
Yeah, it's 100% okay. In Olive's New York apartment.
Okay, very good.
Set in the 1980s.
All right. Well, let's talk more about this, Sonny, and playing this character. What do you have to do to bring this character out in you?
A lot of it is just working and playing against the other characters, which is wonderful. My cohort, Florence, Lindsay Marshall, is just amazing. And so we get to go back and forth. And a lot of it is just that mindset of what's really going on in this scene. And like I said, playing off each other is really the biggest thing.
So Samuel, the characters are kind of mimic the other version of with, you know, like Murray the cop and all that.
Yeah, we have Mickey the cop.
Okay.
there are 3 other friends. And then the twist on the sisters from the original version is the Costazuela brothers, who are not actually Costazuelas. They've had very bad luck in love, and they've adopted con men type roles, and they're pretending to be these suave Spaniards that come in and try and sweep Olive and Florence off their feet.
Interesting stuff. So is it more based on the old Jack Lemmon, who did it originally? I can't remember who the other player was.
Walter Matthau,
more so than the TV show. Is it more
It is
direction.
More like the original movie
okay.
because he Neil Simon actually took the original script
okay.
and just updated it and, you know, threw in different jokes and made it women.
Okay.
So it's if you're familiar with the original script, it's very similar, but he's updated it and
yeah.
I think it's funnier, I really do, than the male version.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, and it's, you know, and it's like you said, it's a different twist to it also, and especially like having Olive the same slob, but yet it's a completely different way, I'm guessing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it's still that sort of you know, the same dynamic between the men of one person is neat and organized and the other's just like, eh, whatever. and we have that same dynamic going on. So that's a lot of fun.
Wow. Really, really interesting stuff. Again, so the production comes up next week and the following week, and we'll get into more of that, coming up. And, tickets and that type of thing. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back more and talk about the Prairie Player Civic Theater's production of The Odd Couple coming up next weekend and the following weekend. It is 8:47. This is Galesburg's Morning News.
Salvera Health is focused on providing personal and convenient primary care in Galesburg. Family medicine Dr. Julio Santiago is now accepting new patients. We accept most insurance and work with other area specialty providers to coordinate care. Dr. Santiago is also supported by our comprehensive clinic in Peoria that provides urology, OBGYN, audiology, lab, imaging, and pharmacy services. Request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Over 13,000 books were sent to children under the age of 5 in Knox County in 2022, thanks to United Way of Knox County and Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. This is Haley Miller. Since United Way of Knox County brought the program to our community, we have shipped over 90,000 high-quality, age-appropriate books to kids in our area. This is 90,000 bedtime stories, 90,000 goodnight kisses. Sign your child up today by giving us a call at United Way of Knox County.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Upgrade your home with new outlets from Legrand, including new USB outlets. Charge more of your devices without the need for bulky AC adapters. Pick up a Legrand USB outlet for just $29.99 after 11% off right now at Menards. Good through May 14th. Savings are on mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Save big money
at Menards. On the next Markley Van Camp and Robin show,
it's the Friday Five. Have your name tags ready, ladies.
I'm offended by ladies. They, them.
This afternoon at 2 on WGIL.
8:48, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Prairie Player Civic Theater presents The Odd Couple, female version, coming up next weekend and the following weekend. Samuel, let's get into that first off. Talk about show times and where people can catch it and tickets as well.
Yeah, so our show times are Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., Sundays at 2 o'clock p.m. matinee. Tickets are available online at prairieplayers.com.
All right. So it'll be next weekend, the 19th through the 21st, and then the following weekend, the 26th through the 28th. By the way, Samuel Carrington, the stage manager of the production. Sonny Nolan plays Olive in the production as well. So I'm kind of wondering about with the story with the Felix being Felicia, right? Felicia.
Florence.
I'm sorry. Florence coming in. So is it kind of the same thing that she had gone through divorce or was kicked out of the house or
yep.
what?
Yep, she's just recently separated, yeah. And that's why they end up living together. And you know, they've been friends for a really long time, so it doesn't seem like it's going to be a huge problem. And yeah. then, of course, they have very, very different personalities.
So. Well, I was going to say, is that the same? I'm not going to say psychotic. I'm trying to think of what that behavior, that so that kind of that same,
it
that is. Same personality.
Might be the right word for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
Psychotic might be, yeah.
So that clash of personalities, that's oh man, this sounds like it's going to be a really, really great show. Talk about Samuel working with your director, John Sibkin. You can't say anything bad, you know, he might be listening.
He might be listening, that's true. Luckily, I have nothing bad to say.
Good, good.
You know, both times that I've worked as a stage manager, I've worked with John, and he's so low-key, but he has a really clear and distinct vision. And he's got this amazing ability to focus on the things that matters and just let everything else go, which is really great for a show that's this intensive with all the details. It's only me who's micromanaging it. It's not him. And, you know, he's made it so that every possible moment in the script where a laugh could be induced, you're going to be rolling.
Good, good. Sonny, talk about the same thing, how working for John, and I know you've worked for probably different directors before. Kind of what's it been like this time around?
This is actually the second show that I've done that John has directed, and
okay.
I've been on stage with John as well. And the same thing. He really, I love that he has a vision, but he's not somebody that comes in and nitpicks about anything. It's just kind of a flow, but it's a very directed flow, which I enjoy a lot. And I think he's fun to work with because he knows what he wants and he can get it, but he doesn't have to, you know, scream at you and come up and like move your body around and say, you have to do this.
So in, you know, within rehearsals, I know there's obviously, as Samuel mentioned, some really, really funny parts. Is it hard not to laugh at the parts that are supposed to be funny for the audience, but not for you guys?
It is. It really is. And when we first started, the lines themselves would make us all giggle. But now just some of the things that the other women are doing on stage, not to say that the part with the men, the scene with the men isn't funny. It is. But some of the women, Katie Pleshko is amazing. Like,
she's a comedic genius.
She is a comedic genius. Her timing is perfect. I don't even know, but she is difficult to look at and not laugh.
Well, yeah, I suppose also it's different. Like when you're in front of a live audience and that laughter is there, do you pause? Do you go? I mean, that's got to be an interesting thing doing live theater.
It is, and usually it is something that you kind of train yourself. The more you do theater, that you do pause for those. And every once in a while, we start to spit our lines out too fast, but kind of more veteran actors will pause for that laughter and then just go on with their lines. And that actually kind of helps a little. If the audience starts laughing, it helps to keep you in character, or at least it does for me. So then I'm less likely to laugh because I'm like, okay, good. We did what we were supposed to do.
Are you coming out the kind of the New York accent?
I am doing a little bit of the New York accent, yeah.
Good.
Sometimes it kind of fades and sometimes it turns into something else. But I've got a week more to practice, so.
There you go. You should have come in character this morning, right? Sonny Nolan plays Olive in the production. Samuel Carrington is the stage manager. The Odd Couple female version, Prairie Players Civic Theater production, happens next weekend, the 19th through the 21st, Friday through Sunday, and also the following weekend, the 26th through the 28th, and again, Friday and Saturday night, and then Sunday matinees at the Civic Theater, 160 South Seminary Street in Galesburg. So again, you can go to the Prairie Players website for tickets, okay? And how much are tickets for the production?
16 for adults.
Okay.
And
12
for students, I think.
Okay.
And you can get them at the door as well.
Okay.
But online is really the easiest way to do it.
Age appropriate, what age are we talking?
Oh, middle school. I mean, honestly, there's a very little language, and none of it is super foul language, and there aren't really any heavy adult themes in it. So.
You ain't hearing that from offstage, right?
exactly. Yeah, and I think having younger people in the audience, I think they're gonna have a completely different experience than a lot of the adults. It's gonna be kind of like a Disney movie for them, where the kids are able to fully enjoy it, but there are so many Easter eggs in there for adults that they'll just be rolling with laughter, and the kids will be like, why was that funny? Yeah.
And everyone who lived through the 80s will so many flashbacks.
Yes. Well, I'm guessing it's going to be interesting because there might be some people, you know, my age coming in with certain expectations, having seen either the original or the TV show, but then for a lot of people that don't, they might know generally what the story is about, but it's going to be something completely new and different for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Again, Prairie Players Civic Theater, the Odd Couple female version coming up next weekend and the following weekend. Samuel, anything else you'd like to let us know about this production?
Not necessarily about this production, but I do want to share that we have auditions for our next production, which is Children of Eden. That's tonight from 5 to 8 and tomorrow from 1 to 4 at the theater.
Okay, and how many characters are you looking for that one?
I think it's a pretty large cast, or it could be. And we're looking for people of all ages. The director is Scott Rasso, and he's envisioning a wildly diverse and multi-generational cast.
And that'll be at the theater?
It will be.
Okay, very good. So 160 South Seminary Street here in Galesburg. Sonny, anything else you'd like people to know about this production?
I don't think so. Just come on out. You'll enjoy it, I promise. It's going to be a million laughs.
Absolutely. Again, the Prairie Players Civic Theater presents The Odd Couple, the female version, May 19th through 21st, the 26th through 28th as well. You'll have three opportunities to see it each weekend, and you might want to go back. I'd say check out the first night, right? Because you might want to keep coming back, right?
You might want to see it six times.
Absolutely. Samuel, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Sonny, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.